Welcome to another podcast episode on my Language Facilitation Helpline show. This is Marcy from wavesofcommunication.com, and today I'm talking about early autism diagnosis. I'm going to give you 5 reasons autism diagnosis is not a good idea for late talking children under 3 years old. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Marcy Melzer, and I am an intuitive speech and language pathologist, and I help parents teach their late-talking children how to use the words they need to share their wisdom with the world in my Waves of Communication parent coaching program. One of the things that is a very common theme for the parents who contact me is the fact that their children are very young, and they're being pressured into getting some kind of an autism diagnosis. And if you're watching this video, you might be like those other parents who are faced with this pressure for finding an autism diagnosis for your child under 3 years old, and you're not feeling very comfortable about that. And I'm here to tell you that you're not alone. There are actually some really valid reasons that you might want to wait, at least, if not completely avoid an autism diagnosis for your late-talking child under 3 years old altogether. And I'm going to explain to you 5 reasons why you can go ahead and investigate that feeling. Very basically, the evaluator is comparing your child, the behaviors they see, to the normative data that was collected by the people who put together these evaluation tools. So the evaluator is charged with looking at your child and determining if they fit the criteria that's been determined by comparing them to other children of the same age. The first reason that early autism diagnosis is not a good idea is that very young children have such diverse environmental experiences that it's difficult to pinpoint what could be normal versus abnormal or typical versus atypical. Every family is different. And every child is different. So, including parenting styles, family location where you live, the size of your family, all of these things can affect communication and development in very young children. And because those situations are so diverse, it's very challenging to accurately pinpoint what is normal. Reason number 2 that early autism diagnosis is not a good idea is that the norms or the standards on the test tools that they use, the validity of those scores is much lower for younger children than it is for children who are older than 3 or 4 years old. So if you were going to look at the documentation behind the evaluation tools that the evaluators are scoring your child with, you would see that the validity for testing children younger than 3.5 years old is much lower than it is for children of the same, using the same evaluation tool, who are older than 4 years old. So the test is less valid for children younger than 3. That's why many autism evaluators use a very subjective way to give you that diagnosis. They go with what their gut thinks or what they see or what they're looking for. They don't use, in very young children, these numbered, scored things. So once again, that method of evaluating very young children for autism is scientifically less valid than it is the same exact evaluation procedures are for children who are older than 4 years old. Reason number 3 that early autism diagnosis is not a good idea is that an evaluator who is using subjective evaluation to give you a diagnosis might miss other reasons that could be causing your child's issues. And I'm going to give you a few examples here. The first example is mouthing toys. Lots of kids who are diagnosed with autism are given that label because they constantly mouth on toys. Well, it's also been proven that this behavior is a result of iron deficiency. The same kind of problem happens with children who have difficulty with joint focus and attention, but actually have vision problems. Another common misjudge is kids who have lots of sensory issues, but they also have ear fluid where there's lots of pressure in their head that are causing them to feel these pressures. So, an evaluator who is biased looking for an autism, you're at the place looking for an autism diagnosis, that evaluator may judge those behaviors they see in your child directly as a result of having autism, when in fact, those behaviors could be caused by other physiological issues that are not autism and that could be very correctable. Reason number four that early autism diagnosis is not a good idea is that very young children often don't perform very well at autism evaluation sessions. They don't respond to the evaluator, they're shy, they don't perform, and they may actually perform a lot differently with just you and your partner in your household than they do anywhere outside. So the completely intimidating, 100% focus on the child in a new environment evaluation session may not be the best environment for some evaluator to determine whether your child has autism or not. And reason number five that early autism diagnosis is not a good idea for late talking children is that the label of autism is too broad right now for the very specific intervention that is most commonly recommended for children who get an autism diagnosis. And yes, I'm talking about ABA. For children who might not have autism and these low validity evaluation tools are being used, parents are often then coerced into using ABA as an intervention method for their children, assuming that these child in fact have an issue with learning that causes them to need to have very rigid, highly structured, repetitive intervention to be able to learn at all. And this is the most dangerous reason for parents to get early autism diagnosis that can actually cause harm in your children. Because here's what happens. If a child, in fact, doesn't have autism, but they're late talking because of ear infections and they show a lot of sensory issues and they look very autistic, but there are other things that are causing these issues, then training them to learn as if they were an autistic child is going to do a disservice to your child. It's not allowing them to learn in the natural way that children are supposed to learn because ABA therapy is 100% controlled. That means that all of your child's independent learning and exploring skills are taken away, and the intervention comes externally from other people. And it teaches late talking children how to stop wanting to use their own internal investigation way to learn about life, which is how young children are supposed to be learning. And we're talking about children here under 3 years old who should be learning everything from their parents and their environment and loving, natural, warm preschool and daycare experiences, right? This is what you want for your child and how you want for them to be learning. And if you get an early autism diagnosis and you follow the trend of putting your child into ABA therapy or autism therapy or autism preschools that all function with these data-driven, highly structured environments, that it's going to change your child's way of learning in a way that takes them away from you. It takes the learning and teaching of your child and puts it squarely in the hands of someone who's outside of your household. And this is not natural learning for young children, and it's not a good idea. At least I don't think so. So I understand how this whole video goes very much against what a lot of people are reading on the internet, but I'm here to tell you that hundreds and thousands of children all over the world are sitting in therapy and being diagnosed with a problem that isn't their root issue. It isn't what's causing their late talking. So what I'm going to talk about in my next video is what to do instead. And I understand that parents really need to know what's going on with your late talking child. So I'm going to tell you in the next video a five-step process to figure out what's going on and find a way to get to the solutions that you need to solve the problems that are really going on with your late talking child. Thank you so much for watching this video today. I hope that this information was helpful to you in your process of trying to figure out what to do to help your late talking child. And I encourage you to watch the next video and even subscribe to my channel so that you can see other videos that I've done on this topic. It's really important that you do as much research as you can to make the best decision for you, your child, and your family.